If you look at the really great revolutions in technology, they were begun by people who were a little bit out of step with their peers. I'm Tim O'Reilly. I'm the founder and CEO of O'Reilly Media. I started O'Reilly with $500 and I never took any venture capital. I built it into a $100 million company with no outside investment. And that's because I was focused on doing things that really mattered to some class of customer. We watch interesting technology revolutions with people having fun, people who don't have a prayer of making any money because they're just doing something that's just so cool that they can't not do it. And then along in the middle of that ferment, there's usually somebody who says, oh wait, I know how to make money with this. And then the entrepreneurial revolution starts. You know, a real inventor gets when there's something to a new direction. And whereas the herd tends to say, oh wait, you know, it's got to be just like what went before. And we see a lot of herd mentality in investing, a lot of herd mentality in startups. And that's why every real revolution is accompanied by a bubble. But those bubbles don't mean there isn't something real happening. They just mean that there's a lot of Me Too entrepreneurs, and what you really want to do is cut through all that and find the people who are really innovating. The best entrepreneurs do in fact have a real business sensibility, because often going after a new market does require an understanding of the dynamics of that marketplace, how they work now or how they can be disrupted. But you have to care. I do think that a really great company only comes when the founders care about what they're trying to accomplish. When you feel like you have a really good idea, build a really good team around it, set it free. It's really interesting times ahead. And I think that it's also really, really important to understand how much the future takes sharp turns, and how in the beginning the people who are following the future look like crackpots.